Ladies and gentlemen, extra, 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 extra. Ladies and gentlemen, I usually don't do this right here, but this is a PSA moment. Yes, it is. This is a PSA moment. Karens, oh my gosh, they are out there. You've seen it. You've seen it. You've seen it. You've seen it. Karen goes butt wild at the Raiders game. Karen alert. Look at that. Another Karen alert, ladies and gentlemen. Just out there causing all types of mayhem. Just doing what they feel they need to do, how they need to do it, when they want to do it. Man, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when I first seen this, I'm like, guys, come on, not another one. Because generally, I don't like doing the Karens. I just, you know, it's enough people out there doing them. But every now and then, one wheel tickle my funny bone, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I got to jump in on this. This is one where Urban Voice Media, LB, you got to hit it. When you hit it, you got to hit it hard. And the reason why I say that is because it's hilarious. It really, really is. As you've seen in the introduction, a little bit of the clip, this clip has been going a virtual everywhere. Everybody's been playing it, TikTok, YouTube, you name it, it's been there, it's doing its thing. I'm gonna play a little version of it and everything, and I want you guys, if you haven't seen it, just imagine you at some type of out sporting event and something like this happens to you. I say it, ladies and gentlemen, imagine that you and you have to encounter something like that right there. What would you do? How would you react? Would you stay as cool and calm as his brother is? Now, he did say something back to her, but I mean, he didn't let her recklessness, you know, overcome his emotions to where he retaliates back to her. Out of all these years I've been living, I've yet to learn to do what this brother has done. I don't know if I would like to, you know, just meet this young man myself and say, bruh, especially with this, the attire that I have on right here, the reason why I'm wearing this is because of this foolishness right here. I have yet to succumb myself to where I can do what this brother right here done. I mean, it took a lot of grip for this young man to hold back, you know, restrain himself from actually going off on this lady. But as you see right here, you would think that the gentleman, her husband, brother, or whoever he is with her, or friend, was trying to hold her back. No, he wasn't. Because I'm going to show another clip where it actually shows he's cutting the monkey too. Yeah, two Karens out there. Karen and Kevin, they both cutting the monkey. So he can't be let off you know, anything in reference to holding her back. It looked like he is. Nah, he ain't. Nah, he ain't. They having fun. Because both of them got in this brother's face and was talking that smack smack. And when you see this dude right here, the way he was talking smack, it's really going to be hilarious to you. But the young man, after he's seen this video go viral, he went to social media and he said some very, very nice things. I mean, it was really, really cool how this brother, you know, restrained from cutting a monkey on these two right here. Because they sure as the world cut a monkey on him. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say cut a monkey, I'm not calling anyone any type of an animal. It's just a figure of speech, a phrase of just acting up. But Jerry, his name was Jerry Edmond. And he tweeted this. He said, let me go up to Jerry said, I'd like to thank everyone for all the kind words. I'm the Patriots fan in the video. My name is Jerry Edmond, and that was my first ever NFL football game. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. He says, I didn't want to ruin my experience by retaliating towards that woman, so I kept my cool. His very first football, NFL football game, very first. Imagine that's your very first, and you got to deal with this cackling. You got to deal with this. Your very first. Most people be like, you know what? I ain't going back. I can't do this no more. Now, this was out in Vegas. And they say what goes on in Vegas, stay in Vegas. Nah, The world done seen this now. I'm sorry, Karen. Nah, I ain't sorry. Karen, the world done seen this. How foolish and reckless you are. I hope your job see this. I hope your job sits down and have a long talk with you and actually start watching you, how you act on your job as to whether you treat others the way you treat this young man. Nothing in reference to skin color, nothing like that. Just your attitude in reference to someone having a difference of an opinion than yours. Look at how you act, Karen. Kathleen. Caitlin. Look at how you act. Look at you. Look at yourself. Just look at you. Boy, ooh, I just wonder how them children came out that you raised, if you have any, or your nieces and nephews that you babysit, you watch for your sisters or your brothers or your cousins. I'm just wondering how they came out, if this is how you and that man right there acts when you go out in public. Now, granted to say, the Patriots was leading up. This was the Raiders and Patriots game where, what was his name? Bobby Myers, he threw the ball back to the quarter to Mac Jones, hoping Mac Jones would catch it. They were trying to toss it back, flea flicker back and everything, and it just wasn't happening for him. And Chancellor Jones, he caught the ball, pushed Mac Jones down to the ground, ran it in for a touchdown. They were tied up at that point, but they won. And it was 30-24 win for the Raiders over the Patriots. But the Patriots were looking like they had the momentum to go ahead and pull this bad boy out, but it just wasn't working and they favored. And that happens, just like what happened with this right here. You know, but we good though. We good. You see all those numbers. We good though. We good. But I can kind of like, you know, reside, you know, with Jerry, because let the truth be told, when some of my friends and family members' team don't win, or, you know, is down on their luck, they act like this sometimes, or don't want to be bothered, you know, just mad at the world. And I'm like, people, if you're not an NFL player, you're not on that field, why are you getting mad? What is so agitating? What is so detrimental to your life to where you got to act up? You got to pull the banana back and accidentally drop it. So no, you mad and you just acting a cold-blooded monkey. Look at her. Look at her. Oh, that couldn't have been me. And I'm sure a lot of people say that it couldn't have been them. And then again, it could have been me. I may have held my cool, depending on how foolish. Really, you can't really tell exactly what all she was saying. They weren't getting into a cussing match with one another, nothing like that, from what little bit of audio I could hear. But for the fact that she was, her antics and how close she was to this gentleman and touching him. You know, she was just too close, in my opinion. Just too close for my comfort. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. There's a little bit of light touching. And my brother pulled him back. Like, yeah, I'm going to pull you back. I got your savior, brother. I got your savior. But y'all check this one out right here, though. Check this clip out.
Oh no.
Just as to what that was really all about and how it went down. I would say this right here, ladies and gentlemen. Edmund, he did go to Jerry. He went to Newsweek and he spoke with Newsweek. And this is what he said. He said, it was his, once again, he told them it was his first live experience and whether the intimidating Raiders fans spoiled the day. My first live experience was amazing in regards to the game. He said, I love how, he says, I love how the stadium looked and felt once you were inside with everyone else. The stadium really was beautiful. It was great watching T-Pain perform live and being able to enjoy the halftime show with my friends. In regards to the Raiders fan, a lot of them were really nice. So, you know, you get to share the bucket with some idiots and some good people out there. So people, if you're watching and you're saying, hey, so that's the reason why I want to go, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Go out and have some fun. It was just this. Also, this is what he said. He said it was just the two that felt they needed to try and intimidate me, because to me, he tries to cause me to feel on edge a bit. But besides, the game was great and I enjoyed it. Well, Jerry, we're glad you enjoyed it. But some people also had your back after they seen this that went viral. See, ladies and gentlemen, just because these people who think they rule the world, rule the country, rule their streets, rule their neighborhoods, think they can do what they want to do, say what they want to say, and act the way they want to act, some people stands up in your favor. Not all, but some. But I love it when the elite rich stands up in those favor and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. What am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Robert Kraft. He did something about it. He sure did. Robert Kraft, he, let's see, what was it? He ain't the only one, too. But this is what Robert Kraft did. Robert contacted, he sent out a message. And the message was for Jerry to come to the, I think it was the Bengals game. And the Patriots and the Bengals game And everything's paid for by Rob, Mr. Kraft, to come to that game. Not only that, also, well, I'll tell you what, before I do that, let's do this right here. Let's see what Robert actually had to say to Jerry. Check it out, y'all.
Jerry, this is Robert Kraft from the Patriots. I just want you to know I think you represented our brand in a very classy way. And I'd love to see that you stayed cool and first class in an environment that could have been provoking. And I heard that was your first Patriots game.
Exactly. It was Mr. Kraft. That was his first ever game that he went to, that he had a chance
Jerry.
To and enjoy for himself. It's just sad that, you know, these people felt like they could say what they want to say, act the way they want to act, and do what they want to do any kind of way they wanted to do it. I mean, you know, it's, you don't act like that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. You just don't. I mean, it's one thing of having fun, and if you're jawjacking at someone else, but do it in fun. Don't do it in anger. Don't do it in to where it's going to be detrimental to your health or someone's life. Notice I said your health. And again, someone else's life as well. Don't do that. But let's keep this thing up just a little bit. One more notch to go up for Jerry Edmund and possibly his friends. Also, the Raiders got in contact with Mr. Edmund and offered him to return to the Las Vegas and tickets to the event of his choice at the Allegheny Stadium. Whatever game he want to go to, they're going to give him tickets. It says tickets, not ticket, but tickets of his choice. So it's up to Jerry to pick what game he wants to. The Raiders is going to pay for the tickets and everything for him to come out and enjoy the game. That was his first experience. But overall, the rest of the Raider fans made Jerry feel good. I say this right here in ending, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to cut a monkey, let's start cutting a monkey over the referees that allow just mess to go on. I mean, you blatantly see something ain't right. And when you see something ain't right, instead of getting mad at the other fans, and I ain't say get mad at the referees and go crazy with the referees, but some things is just so narrow, straightforward, in your face. You can't help but say, you know what? I got to do something about that. I got to do something about that. I say that to say this right here, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all check it out.
Off the back rim, Caldwell Pope races it down. James on the floor, and it's at home. LeBron James, first.